From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 21st. Riley, June 21st, the day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from Pence. White House says Anthropic no longer security threat. President Donald Trump has reportedly reconsidered his stance on Anthropic as a national security threat. The White House earlier this month ordered the artificial intelligence startup to get government approval before permitting foreign individuals, companies, or nations from accessing its Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models. But in an interview with Axios published Friday, June 19th, Trump said he thought Anthropic had behaved very responsibly in response to the administration's order. "He responded to us very quickly, because you know it's tremendous liability," Trump said of Anthropic CEO Dario Am next. Second, from Zero Hedge. Financial Times hypes SpaceX's dismal ESG rating by MSCI, but really nobody cares. The Financial Times appears eager to frame MSCI's decision to assign SpaceX the lowest possible ESG rating as a major reputational blow. However, the real story is that the entire ESG movement on Wall Street has imploded, and anyone grounded in reality and common sense has increasingly viewed the whole woke era as counterproductive. The CCC assessment means SpaceX has the same score as that awarded to the Russian state on MSCI's ESG government rating scale in the wake of its 2022 invasion of Ukraine, FT journalist Ramsey Hodgson wrote. This same ESG ratings regime gives AAA rating up next. Third, from Fortune. The union behind California's billionaire tax is blinking, but Gavin Newsom wants to inflict total defeat. A labor union behind a controversial tax on California billionaires significantly scaled back its proposal a day after it qualified for the November ballot, but the offer Thursday wasn't enough to get the governor on board. The proposal from the Service Employees International Union Healthcare Workers West to impose a one-time 5% tax on individuals whose net worth exceeds $1 billion faces staunch pushback from a wide swath of critics, including Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. The union said Thursday that it would abandon the 5% tax proposal if Newsom would join them in supporting a 2% levy. And then, fourth, from Foreignix, Zlib Arez 0.6.4, released with fix for Intel Raptor late crash, SIMD optimizations. As a follow-up to last week's article around Firefox leveraging Zlibars and some nice upstream improvements to this Rust-based Zlib implementation, the Zlibars 0.6.4 release is now available to ship all of these latest enhancements. Next, fifth, from Slashdot. After 6 years of work and over 360 patches, Linux 7.2 finally removes bug-prone *NCPI. Tech Times reports, Linux 7.2's merge window closed out a cleanup campaign on Friday that most kernel developers had stopped expecting to see end, the complete removal of *NCPI, a C-string copy function that the kernel's own documentation labels actively dangerous from every subsystem, driver, and architecture-specific file in the kernel source tree. The merge landed June 20, 2026. Up next, sixth, from XDA developers. I stopped using browser tabs as a task manager after setting up this local workspace app. Productivity advice often focuses on doing more in less time, but I've found that staying organized is usually the bigger challenge. For years, I was far more dependent on my browser than I realized. It wasn't just where I searched for information, it had become the center of my entire workflow. Almost everything I was working on passed through the browser at some point, and I gradually came to rely on it to keep track of ideas, resources, and ongoing work. As the amount of information grew, so did the effort required to manage it all. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link.